90. 747 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumm, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here on this Thursday morning. Well, this is a big weekend for a lot of people, including those at Country Corners just north of Alpha. And we're joined by the owner this morning as they're getting ready to debut things for the fall season. Bruce Curry joins us this morning. Bruce, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. I can hardly wait to get opened up.
Well, I know, and you've been extra busy, obviously, kind of getting things set. And I was hoping we'd be able to get you on, but I figured you'd be up nice and early, kind of getting things set for this year's debut.
I work about 100 hours this week, probably. So, yeah, I've been just a little busy, but we're excited.
And the week's not even close to being over for you either.
We got 2 days to make our business look like the best pumpkin patch you'll ever come to.
Well, yeah, there you go.
It's kind of crazy, and just put new asphalt in the driveway, and they're still working on the road, but it's open. So, yeah, a lot of things going on.
Well, that's the thing. For those that in our listening area that are coming from Galesburg going north, and I know if you've gone up 150, you see the barricades there at Route 17 just north of Alpha, but they're separated so you can get through. The road's not actually closed till north of Country Corner, though, correct?
That's correct. So if you're coming from the south, you can get to us. If you're coming from the north, you just take the detour around to Alpha and come up through the south, and we'll be open. You can get right to us.
So as far as the road work, is that something that they were supposed to have been done with that already, weren't they? Is that the case?
They were supposed to have been done with that about a month ago, but they had some issues with trying to put a culvert in, and some permits they needed weren't getting issued, but they got the permits now, and by the last week in September, the road should be completely open to the public.
All right. Well, I know it, and it's going to look awfully different, because I know the last time I went that direction to the Quad Cities and went past your place before they closed it down, they had cleared a lot of trees and stuff and were kind of grading the sides of the road there. And it already had a little bit different look to it, I'm guessing even more so now once you get north of your place.
The road is beautiful right now. It's a lot safer. It's a lot prettier. Yeah, the road is, 100% better than it was before. So,
Bruce Curry, owner of Country Corners in just north of Alpha, joining us here this morning. They open up this week. And all right, Bruce, let's talk about some of the highlights. I know you sometimes add something new each year. Let's talk about some of the features that people will see and get to participate in this year.
Well, first of all, one of the best things is I believe this is going to be one of my best pumpkin crops. I was concerned about all the rain we had last week, but it was dry enough earlier in the year that when I go out to the patch, it looks like there's lots of pumpkins out there. So I think the pumpkin crop is going to be good, which is important.
Bruce, let me ask you before you go on, what's the key for a good pumpkin crop? Is it similar to other crops? Is there a different kind of growing conditions you need?
Oh, to grow good pumpkins, you need it to be dry in the summertime, not a drought, but dry. So when it was dry and hot in July and August, that was perfect pumpkin weather.
Okay, I got it. That makes sense. Yep. All right. So good pumpkin crop. That's number one. To have a pumpkin patch, you need a good pumpkin crop, obviously.
Yep. And all of our activities, the last time I counted, I had 27 different activities that a person can do out here. And as far as, getting onto the farm is still free. Parking is still free. So Country Corner is a really affordable place to come and have fun. But this weekend is our customer appreciation weekend. So what it amounts to is the passes are going to be cheaper. There's going to be free popcorn to eat. We're going to be giving away prizes. One of them is like a $100 decorators package. And then the ponies are going to be here. We're going to have all the concessions set up, the hay rack rides, the cow trains, the corn cans, the jump pad, the pumpkin blaster. I mean, the weather was so poor last year, probably some of you didn't make it out, but we got a pumpkin blaster that shoots pumpkins about 1,000 feet, and I own that, so it'll be here every day. So
do you play with it every day? Because I probably would.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday was one of those days where I couldn't get everything I wanted to accomplish, was frustrated, and the wife said, why don't you just go out and shoot the pumpkin back? And I did, and boy, was that fine.
Oh, I bet. That's a good way to take out some frustrations, that's for sure. Well, the great thing about it, like you said, it's very affordable for a family, and you can make a whole darn day out of it. There's so much to do, plus food available. You can eat out there, and you can kind of make, go out in the morning, make, have lunch, and kind of make a day of it with the family.
Sure can. And we have people, you know, they come out almost every weekend because there's so many different things to do. So.
Bruce Curry, owner of Country Corners, just north of Alpha. They'll open up this weekend. So do you open? Will you be open at all tomorrow or not till Saturday morning?
Saturday morning at 10 o'clock is when we'll open up.
All right. And what will the regular hours be throughout the season?
During the week, the hours will be 10 to 6 in September. On the weekends, it'll be 10 to 7. And in October, we're open 7 days a week from 10 to 7.
All right. And so also at some point, we'll have a little corn maze. How soon will that be ready?
Well, our little corn maze is 8 acres in size, and there's 2 mazes, and it is ready to go. So there's over 2 miles worth of trails in that corn maze.
Wow, not so little. If we were looking from above, what is the maze in a particular shape or pattern? Or
this year, it's a pumpkin patch and a farmer and a tractor.
Oh, wow. That is, and I guess in some ways that's with the GPS mapping and everything, that's gotten easier, but it still can't be an easy thing to do, especially when you're actually cutting the areas you need to cut.
This year was the challenge because I had to cut the maze myself, and I've never done that before. In 31 years of running Country Corner, I cut the corn maze, so there's a little Bruce Lantern touch out there.
Well, it should have a Bruce Lantern touch. That's for sure. That's for sure. Bruce Curry, the owner of Country Corners, also known as Bruce Lantern, joining us here this morning. The Country Corners opens up again on Saturday morning, first time of the season. And once it opens, it'll be open. And just so many different things. Anything in particular that's a new feature this year that we can look for?
Well, we're putting our big top 10 up. We haven't had a big top 10 in several years. And we're expanding our concession stand, so we're going to have a lot more food to eat. But other than that, everything, you know, we had 3 new activities last year, and then the weather was so poor that I said there's no reason to add anything new this year. We're just going to make it bigger and better.
Well, there you go. There you go. Yep. You know, it's such an interesting story, Bruce. For people who don't know, talk a little bit about how you kind of got this started, just having some pumpkins kind of sitting out there along the road for people to stop and on the honor system, put some money in a bucket to purchase, and to what it's turned into today.
I would like to tell people that I'm the American dream, because when I was 12 years old, I started with a coffee can nailed on a post in the front yard. My neighbors used to have a pumpkin patch, and they moved away, and my dad was a pretty smart man. He said, Bruce, you ought to raise some pumpkins. First year, I had about 100 pumpkins, put them in the front yard, nailed a coffee can on a post in the middle of it, and said, please leave money in can. Every day, I'd get off the school bus, I'd move you over to that coffee can, I'd pop open the lid, reach in there, and there's $3 or $4, and I thought, man, this pumpkin business is really cool. By the third year, the coffee can wasn't big enough to hold all the money. So one of my favorite things to do when my 5,000 kids come out here on scheduled group tours is the older kids, I tell them, if you have something you're doing right now and you really like doing it, thank God we live in the United States of America, because I'm doing what I wanted to do when I was 12 years old, and I'm now 57.
Well, there you go. And, yep, like I said, that's the American dream. And yep. You know, I guess part of what you get pleasure out of, yeah, you might make a little money, but you get pleasure out of seeing the smiles on faces of all the people that come through there, I guess.
As long as my customers are happy and everybody is having fun, I'm happy and I make money. And that's all that matters, as long as my customers are happy.
Well, there you go.
Country Corner is known for its customer service and its affordability. You will find other places that might be a little fancier or a little bigger, but you won't find any place that's any more fun or where people treat you any better than we do.
Absolutely. Country Corners opens on Saturday, 10 a.m., 10 to it'll be 10 to 7 on weekends, 10 to 6 weekdays once they get up and running. And that is Saturday. It all gets underway. Country Corners just north of Alpha. And again, if you're coming from Galesburg on 150, you'll see those barricades there at Route 17. You can go around those, and 150 is open all the way up to Country Corners. So no problem getting there. If you're coming from north of there, you just take the detours around, and easy enough to get there. And it'll get a little bit easier once that highway gets open back up. But no matter, you'll be open for business, and I'm sure people are going to be able to find their way. Bruce, tell me about, I know you keep track a little bit, the farthest distance you hear about people coming to visit Country Corners.
Well, let me see, we have people from Japan and China.
That's a long trip.
But, you know, as far as people that drive from a local distance, we have people from Peoria, Macomb, Sterling, Rock Falls, Iowa City. I mean, like I said, we are a pumpkin patch that is a lot of fun with 27 different activities to do. So,
absolutely. Again, opening up this Saturday morning, 10 o'clock. Bruce, anything else we need to know about this year's Country Corners?
The best thing about this year's Country Corner is the fact that we've been closed all summer, so we're specializing in the fall. So when you come out here, it is going to be bigger and better than you've ever seen.
Absolutely. Bruce, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Look forward to getting out there and checking things out at Country Corners. Opening again Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Bruce, thank you.
Thank you.